Good morning, and welcome once again to the reading of our daily devotional for Rhapsody of Realities. My name is Pastor Bola Lawal. Today is Wednesday, June 9th, and the topic of our devotional this morning is Civil Authorities Are for Good Works. Our text is taken from the book of Romans, chapter 13, verse 3, from the Amplified Version. For civil authorities are not a terror to people of good conduct, but to those of bad behavior. Would you have no dread of him who is in authority? Then do what is right, and you will receive his approval and commendation. Pastor Chris says, God's word teaches that we obey civil authorities because they are established by God. So whether it's the king, the prime minister, the president, the governor, or mayor, and so on, we're to obey them, but only in the context of God's word. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 13 to 15 says, submit yourself to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme, or to our governors, as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers, and for the praise of them that do well. For so is the will of God, that with well-doing ye may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. Peter, by the Spirit, shows us that these ordinances were set up for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of them that do well. However, we're in a world where some government leaders do the exact opposite of what the word says. That's why it can become a problem if you leave the definition of right or wrong to the government. The word of God is what determines right and wrong. In Romans chapter 13, verses 1 to 4, the Spirit of God through the Apostle Paul admonishes everyone to obey state authorities, because no authority exists without God's permission. But he didn't stop there. He went further to spell the responsibilities of the state. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. For he is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid. For he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of God, a revenger, to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. You may then ask, doesn't it follow that whatever a leader does, therefore, is from God? Absolutely not. You have to apply the right contextual understanding. Otherwise, where would you place the likes of Stalin, Mussolini, and Adolf Hitler? Their actions were ungodly. So we understand that not all leaders please the Lord. Civil authorities are to promote a righteous cause. They are for good works, not evil. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 2 and 4 from the Amplified says, when the uncompromisingly righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked man rules, the people groan and sigh. The king by justice establishes the land, but he who exacts gifts and tribute overthrows it. Please take this prayer with me. Dear Father, I pray for those you've placed in positions of authority, that they'll promote human rights and dignity, peace, fairness, righteousness, and a conducive atmosphere for the preaching of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. For further study, please read Proverbs chapter 29, verse 2, Ezra chapter 7, verse 10, and Proverbs chapter 21 verse 15. There's a portion here I'd like you to meditate upon. It says, civil authorities are to promote a righteous cause. They are for good works, not evil. If you have any questions or comments, please kindly send them to me via rhapsody.bolarich.online. I would like you to have a copy of this awesome devotional, so please kindly visit rhapsody.bolarich.online to download the Rhapsody app. Thank you very much for taking our time once again to listen to this devotional. Until I come again your way, here is PB saying, keep making progress. God bless you.